rintangan bermain angan yang syahdu kita bikin romantis yang paling romantis
sambil gandengan tangan hati pelukan
kita bikin
Indonesia government announced on Wednesday that it aims to have 15,000 fully operational red and white village cooperatives in August 2025 with plans to expand the number to 80,000 by November 2025. Tatang Yuliono, Deputy for Food Trade and Distribution Coordination at the Coordinating Ministry for Economic Affairs, said the target will be supported by data from 20,000 self-sufficient villages verified by the Ministry of Villages, Development of Disadvantaged Regions and Transmigration. The Indonesian Embassy in Dili, along with Timor-Leste authorities, is investigating the death of an Indonesian citizen from East Nusa Tenggara who was found with gunshot wounds in Timor-Leste. Director of Protection for Indonesian Citizens at the Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Judah Nugraha, confirmed that the embassy received a report on August 17th regarding the death of a citizen with the initials AB in the Fatumea Suai region. Involving the Belu Police and the Indonesian Border Security Task Force, the investigation revealed that on August 16, 2025, AB and 19 other Indonesian citizens illegally crossed the border without inspections to hunt wild animals. And that was the news.
Thank you. saga apa yang jatuh di ujung malam menuju pagi yang dingin. Hanya ada sedikit bintang malam ini. Mungkin karena kau sedang cantik-cantiknya.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Going to culinary tour to Banyuwangi, East Java, you should come to Wit-Witan Market, the traditional market which becomes one of favorite places in Banyuwangi. Is located at Alas Malang Village, Singojuru Sub District, Banyuwangi. The market opens every Sunday morning, starting from 6 until 10 a.m. local time. Under the shady tree, you can enjoy various traditional culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as Geseng Bangsong. Geseng Bangsong is a typical food of Wijenan Kidul Hamlet, Singolatren Village, Singojuru Sub-District. Geseng Bangsong is a special menu and rarely found, which is made from duck meat as its main ingredient and wadung yang leaf that adds a unique sour taste. Wadung tree is many found and growing wild at the village. Besides giving sour taste, wadung leaf is also used to remove fishy smell from duck meat. The duck must be the big one, so it is usually used male duck for cooking geseng bangsong. Besides wudong yang leaf, this culinary is also cooked with other spices such as cayenne, onion, and garlic. Geseng bangsong has savory and spicy taste. Spicy taste mixed with sour taste certainly produce delicious food. In Banyuwangi, the food is usually served when Islamic events being conducted, such as the birth of Prophet Muhammad, Eid al-Fitr, and Eid Adha. But now, geseng bangsong can be found at Wit-Witan Market every Sunday. The price of the food is affordable, which is around 20,000 rupiah to 25,000 rupiah per portion. In addition to taste geseng bangsong, you can also enjoy other typical culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as rawon alas, sego cawu, as well as traditional snack, such as tiwul and gatot, which is made from cassava. Well, listener, that was our segment of Indonesian Wonder for today. I'm Puri Safredela. Thank you for listening.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you. Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Welcome back to VOI Talk. Today we're talking about something beyond textbooks and also classrooms, the psychological foundation of learning, especially in community-based education systems like Sekolah Rakyat. How do mental and emotional well-being shape children's ability to learn? And what kind of support is needed in boarding school settings that serve vulnerable communities? Joining us is Dr. Zarina Akbar, a psychologist from the Faculty of Psychology at Jakarta State University. I'm Unika, and this is VOI Talk. How are you, doctor? How are you feeling today?
Hi.
Hi.
I'm doing well. Thank you.
Okay, since you're doing well, we're going to talk about the wellness of the children and also in psychological aspects of it. As a psychologist, how do you view the importance of mental and emotional well-being in shaping a children's ability to learn effectively at Sekolah Rakyat?
All right. Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much for the question. So first of all, that maybe we can try to make understand first what is Sekolah Rakyat, yeah? So as we know that Sekolah Rakyat in here is an implementation of a President of Indonesia initiative aiming at ensuring access to quality education for all layers of society. So Sekolah Rakyat focusing or redefining meaning of education, that education is a right for all children. So it's not privilege for some people only, but it's centering holistic develop and concern education to all children in Indonesia. So when we focusing for the what is the importance mental and emotional well-being in Sekolah Rakyat, for sure that we can say that mental and emotional well-being as a basic foundation to a child's ability to learn more effectively. So especially in this community-centered education like in Sekolah Rakyat, this preschool, which emphasize the accessibility, collaboration, and localized learning, inherently align with the psychological principle that highlight the role of emotional security and mental stability and academic success. So when children, they feel emotionally safe, free from fear, bullying, stress, depressed, tension, they are can be better able to engage in academic for sure. So in Sekolah Rakyat, in this learning environment are designed to be non-threatening and focusing on student center. So this sense of emotional security can significantly enhance the attention and motivation in students. Also, we know that in Sekolah Rakyat, children or students in Sekolah Rakyat, there may come from diverse socioeconomic backgrounds. So they face many, many challenges. They are very, very many face challenges in their life. So mental well-being has become very, very crucial buffer or protective factors in their life to foster resilience, perseverance, hope in their life. So I can assume that mentally and emotional well-being is not supplementary in this school, but is very essential. It's very essential to support the effective learning. So I would also advocate the policies and practices that intentional cultivate the emotional literacy, psychological resilience, and supportive relationship as a part in core education in this Sekolah Rakyat. So again, mentally and emotional being in students in Sekolah Rakyat is very, very important things. Yeah.
So what specific psychological programs or approaches have you and the school implemented to ensure that students feel safe, supported, and motivated to learn?
Okay, in Sekolah Rakyat, psychological programs or approaches is very important, again, like I said in earlier. So we can see that a specific program, psychological program or approach that maybe we can apply in here, we can apply. Yeah, the first is like social and emotional learning. What is social and emotional learning approach? So in this social and emotional learning approach, students they learn emotional intelligence, interpersonal skills in the class. So it's which critical for classroom engagement, and also for they learn about the conflict resolutions. Also, maybe the other factors or the other program that we can implement also, like mindfulness or relaxation, for example, like psychological program that we can implement to students. So it can help students to reduce their anxiety, their stress, and support their emotional regulations, especially helpful children with a diverse background, with a diverse problems in the classroom. Again, maybe the other program that we can implement also, like a positive behavior support system program. It means that how to encourage the pro-social behavior, helping each other, support rather than punishment to students in the classroom. Peer mentoring also, I think, is very important in here, that encourage the mutual respect and collaborative among students. And also maybe like a counseling or the parental educations also, and program for the supporting their teacher also, it can be implemented. So how we can implement many factors in here, many psychological factors to support the psychological factors, not only for the students, but also to their teachers and also to their parents. So people around or surrounding children that also can be, we can implement also this program. Yeah.
So, based on your experience, what are the most critical, because you mentioned a lot of aspects, but what is the most critical emotional challenges faced by students, and how do these challenges affect their learning outcomes?
In this Sekolah Rakyat, students comes from diverse background. Yeah, they face many challenging in their life problems facing many challenges in their life. So the critical emotional challenges in here is relate to their emotional problems. Their emotional challenges in here, because it can give impact in their learning process. For example, like how to reduce the emotional challenges, how to reduce their anxiety when they enter the classroom, for example. When they enter the class, how to reduce their anxiety, for example, and also how to improve their self-esteem, their self-worth. Maybe they come to they enter to the class with a low self-esteem conditions, and it can also influence to their motivation. It become lack of motivation, for example, and become learned helplessness in here. Also the indication for depression or indication or pressure from peers. So I think the condition, psychological condition that maybe we can more concern, especially in the emotional challenges in here, emotional challenges or emotional condition in students in Sekolah Rakyat. Because why we do concern to the emotional challenges? Because these emotional challenges here is not only the background issue, it's not the background issue in here, but also we can see that this is the active determinants or causal. Yeah, causal, and it's related with their academic path, with their academic learning process in the school. For example, like when they get indication with their anxiety or maybe their stress, it can relate or determinants with their, it's not easy for them to like focus or concentrate during the learning process in the class. So again, the emotional challenges or emotional condition and psychological condition in here is very, very strong relate with the academic performance in the classroom. Yeah.
Okay, because for myself, I can really agree as a former student. I believe that emotional challenges are the toughest obstacle for us students, especially just in a very, very small example. For example, when we want to ask something in a class, but we are not confident enough to ask the teacher, I think, so I really can relate to this matter that you're talking about. So, since there are a lot of challenges, including emotional challenges, in a school that serves vulnerable or underserved communities, how do you see the role of teachers evolving into emotional caregivers or even second parents? Yeah. And how do psychologists support this transformation since this is a boarding school concept?
In this boarding school concept that serve the vulnerable or underserved communities that we said like that, the role of the teachers is here very, very important things in here. Why? Because teachers is not only focusing on their teaching process in the class only, but also how they can be the teacher in here. They become like second parents for the children. It's like a second parents for the children in the class, right? So teachers become like not only as a in responsibility in teaching processing also, but also they become like emotion. They become also motivator. They become also the motivator in here for their students, to emotional caregiver also, attachment figure also, a second parents for the students. So I think it's very necessary in here, and it's very essential a role as a teacher in here. So for example, like teacher role as a the attachment figure in here in the class, how they become an attachment figure and relate and helping their students in the pedagogy training, for example, in the classroom, become emotional model or become motivated when they their students they have like low self-confidence, for example, or low self-esteem, how they can become give a motivation for them to increase their self-confidence and self-esteem also. And in this case, teacher is not only as a one figure role, only responsible in this classroom processing, but also we can implement like teacher roles hand in hand, you know, with the psychologist, with the counselor, with the social worker, for example. They can hand in hand with many profession to support each other, to become to give more optimum in the education. For example, like how the teacher role is as a attachment figure, and how to hand in hand in psychologist or social worker or so counselor, for example, they can help, like they can supervise, they can give like more training in pedagogy and training about their curriculum, for example, how to increase, how to optimize their learning process in the classroom. For emotional model, for example, hand in hand, the joining together between teacher and psychologist, we can see also in psychologists can give like supervising process to teacher, so they can collaborations, or maybe they can give like a training for a psychological skill for the teacher also, or many programs that we can implement together. So we can see in here that the teachers in community concept of education, like in Sekolah Rakyat, is not only focusing in teaching again, but the transformation of teachers in here into emotional caregiver is very extra responsibility. It's become the heart of education because they face like many diverse students in the classroom. Also, psychologists and social workers play a crucial enabling role, equipping teacher with the tools inside emotional support, psychological training, for example. So again, it can both of this profession can hand in hand or synergy and collaborations to support in the learning process. Yeah,
that's really good to hear. But in perspective of the reality, many of the children at Sekolah Rakyat may live in a close-knit or communal settings that resemble barracks. Yeah, how does this environment influence their mental health, and what psychological support system have been put in place to help them thrive in such places or conditions?
Yeah, okay. So, in like I said, the communal living or communal living in barrack for in barrack, it's very important things. Emotional support system. How to build in the emotional or social support systems. So Sekolah Rakyat can transform is like barrack style living into a psychologically enriching environment where children not only adapt, but how they can thrive, how they can foster their resilience in this barrack concept. So it's not only the communal living, they're living together, they're learning together, but how to implement the condition in this environmental so we can develop their psychological skill, foster their resilience in here, because I think it's very important how to concern in their psychological safeguard also. Again, when we focusing on the psychological safeguard, actually it's not only the responsibility, like we can name it, it's not only the responsibility from teachers only or psychologists or social workers only, but all the people around, surrounding the children, surrounding the students, is also has a responsibility to do that, to doing so. For example, like parents, parents also have a very important role in here. Also the neighbor, parents, neighbor, or maybe farmers, or maybe in many roles or many jobs surrounding the children, surrounding in this environmental, they have a responsibility also to help to support each other in here, and to provide the psychological safeguard, because it's related with the optimum in their learning process and successfully of the students in the future. Yeah.
Thank you so much for the insights, Dr. Zakira. Thank you so much for the insights. And of course, we are now in the end of the afternoon VOI talk. But again, just like what's mentioned by our interviewees today, it's very important for the psychological of the students, not only the psychological effect or aspects of it, but also educational and also emotional support and even the environmental support of the area that the children will be grown and also learned. Thank you very much, Doctor, for joining us today. And this is Unika. See you on the next VOI talk.
Thank you very much for having me. Bye.
RRA Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital. Available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Kepada yang kuhormati di sana, ku sampaikan salam ini untuk menakikan rasa. Thank you.
hatiku berlagu dengan gaya nadamu. Di mana aku di sini rindu akan nyawainu. Sekalian tersenyum merekah lagumu bagai semangat di jiwa. Oh hatiku ini rindu namun tak perlu berharap.
Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Tumbak is one of the villages located at Tumbak Island, Tumbak Village, Posumain Sub-District, Southeast Minahasa, North Sulawesi. Tumbak Island is an uninhabited island. The name of Tumbak is an acronym which means mangrove tree because there are a lot of mangrove trees growing at the village. The trip to the village from Manado City takes around 3 hours. The village has amazing panorama and wonderful attractions. We recommend you to stay at the island for 2 days to truly enjoy the best experiences there. One of the features of Tumbak Island is its white sand. The crystal clear and blue ocean looks incredibly beautiful. The clearness of the water makes the coral reefs under the sea visible from the surface. If you want to explore the underwater beauty of Tumbak, we suggest you to rent a cottage near the mangrove forest. The distance between the village and the cottage, which is located in the middle of the sea, only takes 10 minutes by taking boat. Visitors who come to island will be fascinated by the wonderful scenery. You can also witness the beautiful sunrise and sunset from the cottage. In addition, you can also do snorkeling from the cottage because there are various snorkeling spots near the cottage. There are also many kinds of sea creatures such as fish and starfish. If you are capable enough of doing snorkeling and diving, you can explore a 300-meter sea fan forest with a width of 3 to 6 meters. However, if you still have no experience in snorkeling and diving, you can hire a guide who will help you. You can also try different experiences by snorkeling at night. The beach also offers other activities for tourists such as fishing, diving, and exploring mangrove forest. In addition, you can also enjoy the tasty baked fish surrounding the beach.
Ribuan hari aku menunggumu, jutaan lagu tercipta untukmu. Apakah kau akan terus begini? Masih adakah celah di hatimu yang masih bisa kutuk singgahi? Cobalah aku kapan engkau mau. Kesejukan yang kau rasa, coba keluar di terik siang, ingatlah bintang yang kau sapa, maka kehangatan yang kau rasa. To aku.
Kasuami is a unique and typical food from Southeast Sulawesi, specifically in Buton, Muna, and Wakatobi areas. Kasuami is generally shaped like a tumpeng or cone and is yellowish white. Cassava, which is widely grown in the Sulawesi archipelago, is the main ingredient of kasuami. Firstly, the cassava is washed, peeled, and shredded or milled using a machine. Then the grated cassava is put in a sack or cloth to be compacted. This compaction is to remove water content by being crushed or pressed using a tool made of wood or large stones. Then leave it for 1 to 3 hours until the water is completely dry. The solid is pure white. Next, the solid is wrapped in thick or banana leaves and tied. The solid is called KGP. To make kasuami, initially KGP is kneaded by hand until it looks like flour. Then the ingredients are put into a very unique steaming cone. This tool is made from woven coconut leaves. To steam the KGP, they use a pot made of clay similar to a jar. The cone filled with KGP flour is put into the mouth of the pot. Then it is cooked with medium heat and medium volume of water in a pot for about 15 minutes. One kasuami is generally made with a diameter of 10 cm and a height of 10 cm and weighs approximately 500 to 700 grams. Usually, a person can spend 1 to 2 kasuamis. Kasuami is sometimes served as a substitute for rice because it is often served along with vegetables and side dishes of various processed fish, such as grilled fish, fried fish, and salted fish. Kasuami is the initial food in Buton's traditional events. Interestingly, kasuami is also often used as stocks for trips or souvenirs between fellow Buton residents. Kasuami can be eaten without side dishes, accompanied by a cup of hot tea in the afternoon. The distinctive taste of cassava and the sweet blend of tea will add to this culinary delight.
Voi listener, don't forget to always tune in to our online streaming in voinews.id, shortwave in 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and also our application in RRE Digital for those of you who love watching on demand. And always stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, because with you here, I will be always shining just for you. Just like a song from Discoria featuring Adinda, Bersinar Bersamamu.
Yeah. Indonesia. VOI.
Gempol Pleret is one of the legendary Solo culinary delights because there are not many traders selling this culinary anymore. But you don't have to worry if you are already in Solo and want to taste this traditional culinary. Although it is a popular culinary delicacy in Solo, in certain places there are still traders selling this as Gempol Pleret, such as in the Gede Market, Lawayan Market, and in the Manahan Field. As Gempol Pleret is beverage because of its refreshing presentation, but there are also those who call it food because it is filling when enjoyed. The basic ingredients of this typical beverage are rice flour and glutinous rice flour. To make as Gempol Pleret, we have to soak rice flour first. Then it is shaped into small balls like meatballs and then steamed. Therefore, some people call gempol as rice meatball because it is round, made of rice, and it's white color. According to the story, gempol comes from the word jempol because it uses the fingers. Pleret is also made from rice flour, which is made into dough and then formed into thin sheets resembling wonton. Afterwards, it is also steamed until cooked. Finally, for presentation, in a medium-sized bowl, the gempol pleret is aided with coconut milk, which is made from thin coconut milk and sugar. You can add shaved ice or ice cubes that are broken into small pieces. As a variation, you can also add pieces of jackfruit or green sticky rice tapeh. For one bowl of es gempol pleret, you only need to pay 5,000 rupiahs. It is quite affordable, isn't it?
Seikat kembang merah.